The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
And our theme is Holy Spirit level changer. Bring it to an end.
Part two.
Holy Spirit level changer. Bring it to an end. Part
two.
Let's read John chapter 16, verse 5 to 16. John 16,
5
to
16. John 16, 5 to 16.
But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good. The International Standard Version says, it is for your advantage that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin because people do not believe in me. About righteousness because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what he is, what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Jesus went on to say, in a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to bow down your head and put your left
hand on
and say, Holy Spirit, have mercy on me. Holy Spirit, I am willing. Help
me
to understand your word. Let your word come alive in me. Holy Spirit, visit
me.
I am willing. I am ready. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I began on the Holy Spirit Day last Sunday by telling you that the greatest advantage of the believer and the church in this fallen world, in our evil and wicked system, and the powers of darkness that rule this world, is the Holy Spirit.
And
as the International Standard Version, ISV version, renders John chapter 16, verse 7, that it is for your advantage that I am going away. So the Holy Spirit is indeed the believer's advantage in the wicked, evil, and fallen world. Again, the Holy Spirit is called our helper. That word helper in Greek is parakletos. The one who stands by your side. Like a lawyer, an advocate, an aid, a comforter, a counselor, an intercessor in court. He was the one who helped Jesus. To fulfill his mission among men. Without the Holy Spirit, Jesus couldn't do anything. Life without the Holy Spirit is empty. Life without the Holy Spirit is dry. Life without the Holy Spirit is hopeless. Life without the Holy Spirit leading is a serious disadvantage. A life without the Holy Spirit is incomplete. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is not a wind. It's not an experience. It's not a thing. He's a real person. Who has a body. But it is a body we cannot feel, we cannot touch. Sometimes when people say, I saw an angel, actually the Holy Spirit. He's a level changer. He changes from within us. He changes our mindset. He changes our lifestyle. He changes our taste. He resets us to suit his own standards. When he comes into your life, he rebrands you. He changes your perception about things. Like I said last Sunday, why are many Christians falling into traps? Why are many Christians making wrong choices, wrong decisions, falling to wrong marriages? You see, I am very careful. When I am not sure, I think. I think. I feel. That's when I'm not sure. When I say I think and I feel, and later I realize that it is a mistake, it is me. I can say, God, I'm sorry. But when you say the Holy Spirit told me, I have heard people coming telling me. And the Lord said, this man is my husband. This man is my wife. At least two people who have said that, their marriages have collapsed. I'm telling you. One of them, the man ran away. One of them, she herself ran away. I'm telling you. The Lord said to me, and you are running away. The Lord said to me, the Holy Spirit, you are running away. One of our sisters, she's no more here. We discipline her, she ran away. My very close person. She has been a great blessing to me. I had to discipline her. So that people will not think that I am not a favorite. Look, those who are close to me, you don't know. Ask him. The ones that are pretty. Ask him. When they are driving me, what I do to them? What I you don't know. You think people are close to me are free. You don't know. I hold them tight. Because I want the best for them. Let me tell you. We are entering days that very soon. Nobody has concern for anybody. Who thinks about you? Who?
Why?
You die your own. You look now. Nobody thinks about anybody. So if you are somebody checking you, thank God for that person. This lady came. Pastor, the Lord said, this is my husband.
Pastor, I saw you. I said,
yes, madam.
I see you, mommy, my dear.
Say, Pastor, what do you say?
I saw then, okay.
I say, what should I say about what God has said?
God
has spoken. You want me to also say? What question are you asking? You said God has said. And what am I saying? You want to put me into trouble? One time she came. Pastor, can God tell you that this is good? And later,
so,
you find out the thing is not good. I said, go and ask him.
I said,
don't bring me into trouble with God. You came and told me that God told you. You are not coming to ask me. Can God tell you that this is good? Later you find that it's not good. Then I should say, go and ask God. Look, there are billions of spirits that are speaking. There are billions. Look, people, when they close their eyes and they open, and the spirit told me, and I saw this, and I saw this, and I saw this. I am just watching them. Look, sometimes the way the spirit speaks to some people, I wonder. Because me, the spirit doesn't speak to me like that. And the spirit.
And the
spirit.
And the spirit.
And as you are talking. They are saying, and the spirit told me. And the spirit told me.
And
I saw this.
And
the spirit told me.
And
sometimes inside I say, oh, Holy Spirit, me too. Me to talk to you like that. Who told you the spirit? You don't know how God speaks. God doesn't just speak. He speaks from his level. He takes time to speak. Some of you, your egos are speaking. Your flesh is speaking. Your desire is speaking. That's why you need to check yourself always. What is coming? Compared to the word of God. Check it with the Holy Spirit. Is it the Spirit really speaking to me? I am very careful. I'm telling you, I am very, very
careful.
Any time you say, I think, or something, I am not sure. Look, some prophecy that we give to you, some prophecy that you receive, they are desire. When I desire something so seriously, I can prophesy. Look, prophecy comes from three sources. That says the Lord. Also, my personal desire for you. And from another source. The Holy Spirit must be fully submitted to. We must train ourselves to how we listen to the Holy Spirit. And we do that through the word of God. That's why we have Sunday school. Which many of you. That's why you have the Bible. I told you.
I said, okay,
the Holy Spirit was telling me. That emotional people miss his perfect will. And people from a particular region. I've told some people that region.
I see. Well, catching go who be sir a man term kun okaro.
It's not Ashanti region.
Eh yeah, Ashanti.
It's not the three northern regions.
Eh yeah, Etifi.
It's not Volta. It's not Greater Accra.
Eh yeah, from man term. Eh yeah, Kraman term.
by some other regions.
Because
they are emotional. Look, when you are emotional, you can never hit the perfect will of God. I'm telling you. People have made emotional, marital, wrong choices. Emotional decisions and choices. God is not emotional. God is not feeling. Can you imagine a spirit-filled Christian? Who is an entrepreneur? Who is allowing the Holy Spirit to lead him or her? A Holy Spirit filled teacher. A Holy Spirit filled professor. A Holy Spirit filled student. A Holy Spirit filled businessman or woman. A Holy Spirit filled designer. A Spirit filled farmer. A Spirit filled mechanic. Can you imagine? When we allow the Holy Spirit, those who work very close to me, look, there is a problem about me, they are managing.
Now, or help you who
are. I'll come and say many things. We want to do. Pastor is not taking the action. What action? You don't know. You don't know. We don't just take action. I am waiting for the law. How should we act? Look, I don't easily make mistakes. I still make mistakes.
Oh.
But I've never made a major mistake. And I don't make too many mistakes. Because I have daily decided to submit myself to the Holy Spirit. Even when people come to me and I'm counseling them, I am careful. I'm speaking in tongues. Because there is no time. People are just acting. They are just acting in the flesh. By the leadership of the world. Today, Christians are more worldly than Christians. The world is leading us. Cultures and philosophers are leading us. Instead of the Holy Spirit and the Word guiding us. Even in marriages, people are building their marriage based on culture. Tradition. Today, I want to give you just a few examples of people who encountered God's power and became testimonies and testified and witnesses of what they had experienced. You see, I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us encounters. Look, when you really submit to the Holy Spirit, look, sometimes you are going to say something, the Holy Spirit will just hold you. Because if you had said that thing, the marriage would have collapsed. Yes. You are arguing with your boss. Your husband, your sister, and so on. The Holy Spirit just hold you. Hold you. One time I was arguing with her. We're having a hot argument. I said something. I can see. She gathered herself. She was going to reply. Something just held it. I'm telling you. Something just held it like that. You think we are angels? We are not angels. We are also a work in progress. All of us. I'm telling you. We are also a work in progress. Something just I can see. Something just held it. Because who knows what that word would have done?
Now, when you
this a life that is submitted to the Holy Spirit. How much of your life is the Holy Spirit in control?
Now,
we talk anyhow. We say anything. That's why there are too many problems around. Words are not ordinary words. Words are raw materials. In the spiritual realm, that demons or angels used to
wear.
In anger, you are saying, I don't care.
Oh, wait, then find me home.
That word, if you know, then years to come.
If you do, remember,
the fruit that word is going to bear in your life. And sometimes you have forgotten to withdraw it. I don't care. All die be die. You know what you have signed? You have signed death.
What they were setting team Owoo Krata so.
It's just time.
Is
that one day you are just drinking water and water took? Water choking, is it not death? You have already said all die, they die. All die, the heart die. So water can choke you to death. You have opened yourself for death. So you can use any means for you to die. There was a time she shut my mouth. She said, please, when you are annoyed, don't talk. Please, don't talk. My uncle came and established work of my father. Printing press. And I wanted to help my father to put this in order. I went, one day he sat me down. Don't come here. Don't come on. Don't. I said, today is my last day. I won't step here again. And the day I'll hear. I'll hear that this press is collapsed. 6 months, the press collapsed. My uncle came and sold the machines. And when the elders sat down, they said, we heard that you went and you said this. They said, Osafo, you collapsed the press. You collapsed the press. I said, yes, I know. I know my words. Because he wasn't managing it well.
He said, no, obviously.
And he will not allow me to help him.
Also, me who can say me bueno.
Abraham. We want to look at Abraham.
Abraham.
His original name was Abraham.
Abraham.
The lofty one. Father of the heights. That was the name the parents gave him. Terah, the father. I don't know what motivated the father to give him the name Abraham. In the Old Testament, names were given prophetically. Either what the family is expecting from that child, or the circumstances surrounding the birth.
Abraham.
So in Genesis chapter 12, when God called him out,
The name
the parents gave him, the name that was the name, the same name God mentioned, Abraham.
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 Abraham. Abraham.
So he was Abraham.
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 Abraham. Abraham. Abraham.
The same name God mentioned. If you think you give your, if you take, look. When we were in school, some people took some guy names, Kweku Satan.
Kweku Satan. Gogobonsam.
Gogobon.
Gogobonsam.
Look. Terrible names. And if you see the way they were behaving.
Now, okay, Senia, why are you so?
Sina Kweku Satan. Look.
Kweku Satan.
When he is coming, wherever he appears, when you are a
junior,
you must be on your knees. Immediately you see him coming, you must be on your knees
before
he comes to me.
In fact,
you must be on your
knees.
When he passes before you can write,
look
at Satan. Some of you, when your parents came to me in secondary school, they don't even, when they, can you, I am looking, so who? Because the guy's name has overshadowed the real name. Every name has a spirit behind it. So God called him Abraham.
Abraham.
And made a promise.
And I shared the ball.
Out of you,
Wumu.
Many nations will come.
Am I be brave? Say. Kaka.
But then for the word of God to come to pass,
the
name Abraham.
Abraham no.
Needed to be changed. To Abraham.
Ebe ye Abraham.
So in Genesis 17.
It must already kind it didn't song.
From verse number 5 to 8.
The
Lord appeared to him and said, from now, you will no longer be called Abram, but now Abraham. Because you are now the father of many nations. At the time he had no child. God by his spirit gave Abraham a new identity. A new image. Because of what God wants to accomplish. This one, Abraham's parents could not do. But because of what God wanted to do. Look, in Christ, you have a new name. I say, in Christ, you have a new name. I say, in Christ, you have a new name. I know the name God calls me. You know a name like Gideon.
Didn't he say Gideon?
Gideon means woodcutter. When the angel appeared to Gideon, what name did he mention?
Mighty warrior.
Mighty warrior.
I say,
General Gideon.
Oh, I said, Penny Gideon.
Gideon said, what is this?
I said, hey, then, okay.
You are a general.
I saw your slendy penny.
But the father's God, Jerubal. Gave the boy the name Gideon. Woodcutter. Limitation.
A sinner.
But the angel called him Mighty Warrior. Do you know that in Christ you have a new name? When you become born again, your name changes.
It's
in the Bible.
I will trust him no more.
Look, when you are reading the Bible, like I'm preaching right
now,
the points that are hitting you,
those
are your words. One word will come out. And only that word. That is your word. All the message, that one way. So it is in the Bible. The whole Bible is for all of us. But there are some words that are for you alone. This Bible I'm holding. Give me only two things. Give me my life. And this Bible. Take everything out of me. Spare my life. And give me this Bible. I am okay. Because if I open this Bible, if you see the marks, the things, the notes, the things, what God has taught me, I don't play with it. The other day I was counting my books. I have 56 Bibles. 27 commentaries. 1,050 books. These are the things in my library.
In
my bedroom, I have 250 books in my bedroom. My wife is always packing books from the bed. She's always saying, she will start say, oh God. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. At the top of my bed, I have a shelf there.
I see, baby, I order no.
About 200 books. Those ones, they are not in the library. So that anybody will go there and steal a book.
No.
This one, they are just at the top of my bed.
Look,
even inside this Bible, I have 3 books. In my Bible,
there's another one there.
I have 3 books.
I say, oh, yes, oh, yes, sir.
These things are in my Bible.
When you say,
any time I am down in the spirit, when I open
so,
and I read some places, I am charged. People are just holding the Bible like that. Your destiny is in the Bible. The reason why God brought you into this is there. It's inside there. It's inside there. You want to collect it from me? Thank God your hands couldn't touch it. This book, The Price of Spiritual Power. Read through the Bible in a year. Mantles of anointing. Discovery and flowing in your mantle.
Wow.
Then my Bible. Some of you, if I come and look at your Bible. 10 years, your Bible is brand new. Some of you, this morning, when you were coming to church, you have to brush the Bible because there was dust on it. Then you are walking and chasing prophets. Speak. Prophets! Let me tell you. Lamentation chapter 3. 37. Who can speak and have it done? If the Lord has not commanded it. Lamentation 3:37. Prophesy! It is only when God says Amen
to
Amen.
What the person is prophesying to
you.
That is when it will come to pass.
And
God will only say Amen.
When
the person's life is connected to him.
How
the person is related to him. Secretly. You know the reason why many of you are chasing prophet, nothing is happening. Check your life. And examine the prophet's life. Who is that prophet before God? Who is that person? Who is the Laliboja? In my secret, what am I doing? How am I related to God? After the Holy Spirit came on Jesus. Two places. At the baptism. On the Mount of Transfiguration. A voice confirmed. That is my only begotten son. In whom I am well pleased. What was the other word?
Hear ye.
Oh my God. I wish God would say that about me. I wish God would say that about me. Hear ye him. Look, you are sitting down here. You are more than a prophet. The way you live with God, you are more than a prophet. So God, they change Abraham's name from Abraham to
Abraham.
In Christ, you have a new identity. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, you are a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. Say, I am a new creation. In Colossians 2:10, you are complete. You are complete. Say in Christ, I am complete. Or I am full. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. What does it say?
And then I can
you are a royal priesthood.
This year.
Is it 1 Peter or 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 9? Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. No. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. For you are receiving the end result. No. Is it 1 Peter?
We are looking for.
Sorry, 1 Peter 2:9. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
1 Peter 2:9. Give it to me in King James. 1 Peter 2:9.
King James.
But ye are a choosing generation. Say, I'm a choosing generation.
May I want to
say,
power
say I am a royal priesthood. Say, I am a holy nation. Say, I am a peculiar person. Say, I am peculiar. Say, I de la Liboja. I am peculiar. I am mentioning your name.
Bowdin.
What have you done with this?
And then I'll do where I am.
You think this should just be in the Bible? You don't know.
We name tia.
If you are declaring this every day,
now you
see how your life will be. Joseph, from a prisoner to become a prime minister.
Moses,
from a stammerer. To an eloquent leader. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 4. Joseph, you can read Genesis 41, 37 to 49. Genesis 41, 37 to 49. What about Hannah?
Hannah.
1 Samuel chapter 2, 5 and 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 5 and 29. From a childless woman. To a mother of six or seven. What about Peter? From a fearful disciple.
disciple who denied Jesus three times to a fearless defender of the gospel of Christ. Acts chapter 4. What about Saul? Who became Paul? From a persecutor to a preacher. From a murderer to a missionary. Acts chapter 9. There are three things that Satan dreads. Three things Satan dreads about you, the believer in Christ, for which the Spirit has been sent to teach us and to confirm to us. Three things I want to mention as I come to the end. The first thing Satan dreads, listen to me carefully. Number one, he dreads us to have a knowledge of what Christ has accomplished for us on the cross. He doesn't want us to know what Christ has accomplished. Not just knowing it though in our head, but to really daily live by it. Everybody knows Jesus died. But what does it mean? Are you living the death of Jesus? What did he die for you for? That's what Satan dreads. Because the moment you understand what the death of Jesus means to you, and you begin to live by that, he has finished his assignment in your life. I'm telling you, Satan's assignment in your life is finished. Because you know. So he doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to understand what that means. A Christian, sometimes I hear people say, and they put juju on the ground. And look, I walk on it. Pastor, my leg. Somebody put juju. And I walk on it. Pastor, my leg. Pastor, my leg. Let me tell you. If you are truly born again, and you are living right, before your leg will step, the demon is already gone. Because your leg, you think it's an ordinary leg? Number two, Satan doesn't want the dress as knowing who we are in Christ. He doesn't want us to know who we really are. That is our new position in Christ. Ephesians 2:6 says, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. We are seated with Christ. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. We are seated with him in heavenly places. That's the source of our authority and power. Philippians 3:20 says, we are citizens of heaven. In the Bible school, Southern Ghana. Now, Assemblies of God Theological, Reverend Hollandsworth, the American missionary. We call his stop there Oklahoma. Our time, 1993. We call his stop there Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Look,
Oklahoma.
When you climb there, immediately you enter, even the smell of the compound, even though Ghana, the smell there is America.
Central,
the smell around.
America.
It's different from any smell in all the compound. And now when you enter the hall, you see America.
America here I day.
Even the water they will drink for the whole year, they bring it from America.
They say in Sobanum, I bring you Namuno, America.
In Ghana here, Central. The water
of,
they, bring
the whole,
they bring it from America.
Yeah, all their, America.
The food, everything for the year, they bring it from America.
If you're America, America, here
so
we are.
So if they say you are a citizen of heaven,
it is a case of your soul,
heaven must smell around you.
Say, Osru,
I say, where you are, heaven must smell. But how much is heaven? Because your mouth.
If you say, well, no.
And the third thing Satan dreads. He dreads us knowing what we have inherited in Christ.
Hey.
He doesn't want us to know what we have inherited in Christ. Because the moment we know who we are and what we have inherited and what the death of Christ on the cross means to us, his ministry is finished. Look, when you know, you understand this, you will not chase any prophet. Because with the Holy Spirit in you, you can be your own prophet. We still need the ministry of prophets. It is still relevant. And we still have good and genuine prophets. We still have
them.
But we are not to depend on prophets. There is an area where they come in to help. Our daily reliance must be on the Holy Spirit and the Word. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you being led by the Spirit of God?
Now,
if you are a true child of God, how much is the Holy Spirit leading you? In your choices, in your decisions, in your actions, how is he leading you? For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit self bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joined heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Let me explain this. If we suffer with him, if we don't live in the flesh, if we don't live by the standard of the world, that's the suffering he's talking here. Jesus did not come to live in the flesh. Jesus did not come to live by the standard of the world. He was opposed to them. He didn't come to live by ego. You are looking for a job, a Christian. And the boss said, excuse me 10 times. This one, open your legs for me. Are you going to open? You say you are a child of God? Are you going to open? That's the suffering. If we suffer with him, what are you suffering for his sake? What are you suffering? Look, let me tell you. If we give the Holy Spirit time, some of you, when prayer is going on, you are gentle, you are sitting down.
You will be in Bible.
When the Holy Spirit hits you, the way you start manifesting, we are manifesting the things in us. They must all live so that we become free. And those of you after deliverance, you go back and do those things. Your situation becomes worse. I'm not saying that everybody who falls down is manifest. No. Manifestation is when the Spirit says, We have slain. Just slay, lie there. There is power encounter. That is different. Look, sometimes I'm praying before I realize I'm on the floor. It's different from manifestation. Manifestation when is when a slim girl. Five strong men cannot hold. She just did this. All the men were on the floor. And then one brother was the first say, "Hey, see Abofra wepa." I said, "You don't know. You say Abofra wepa. You think it's Abofra? It's a mountain. You are dealing with a mountain."
Only people in the Abofra. Who know kitu asa nanso ni ase no mono abro abro so.
That's what you call manifestation.
When your friend said, "Oda unwedi,"
may the see. The Holy Spirit has come to help us to know who we are. He has come to give us insight and understanding of what Christ has done for us. It is also written in the Word. Whenever you open the Bible, before, pray, ask the Holy Spirit, what is inside here for me, Lord? He will teach you because
he's a teacher.
As we close,
now say the baby,
as we go to communion, in Genesis 3, this was the trick that Satan played on Adam.
When he acquired to achieve your Adam,
who was already carrying the image of God and identity of God. But Adam didn't know that he was carrying the image of God, that he was carrying the identity of God. So when Satan threw the serpent, went to him and said, did God say you shouldn't eat? Say yes.
I see, honey.
And all that. Verse 5. Satan said, God knows that you become like him. Meanwhile, Adam was already like God. But Satan said, God knows that you become
like him.
You see the trick? Look, let me tell you, many of us are chasing things that we already have.
We
are chasing things that already we are. He's, go to that person. When you already have it. But because you don't know.
And I said,
that was the trick he used against Adam. And because Adam wanted to become like God.
And I'm saying Adam's best of saying Yaminti.
In fact, when you read verse 22, God said, now man has become like us. Does it mean that Satan spoke the truth at least once in lifetime? Because
Satan
verse 5, he said, God knows you become like him. And after they had eaten, and they were driven out,
said,
now, God said, now, man has become like us. Let me explain that to you. God wanted to take Adam through the process to become like him. Even though he was carrying his image, he was taking through the process. But Satan came to stop the process. Look at our youth today. Anything rash hasn't got a future. Anything rash, it hasn't got a future. The future is process. Slow, waiting, process. Anything rash. Let me tell you, it is this verse, Genesis 3:5. This is the main power of the occult. All those who belong to occult. That's their verse. That the serpent opened their eyes to know God.
The
serpent helped Adam to become like God. That's why they celebrate the serpent.
And
that, this is the power of the occult. But it is a lie. The serpent rather came to open Adam's life to another world. A counterfeit world. A counterfeit power. And many are chasing this wealth. The Bible says that the blessings of the Lord make us rich.
And
he has what? No sorrow. No sorrow. But the blessings of
Satan
make us rich, but full of sorrows. Watch them. Many of them suffer from diabetes. I'm a pastor. I can tell you things. Many of them. Diabetes. The things they are treating. You have no idea. Cancer.
Kokram.
The blessings of the Lord make us rich. He has no sorrow. But the blessings of Satan. Make us rich. And as many sorrow.
I am Uma.
Many are going that way. There are people even in this church that belong to some groups. God shows me. Tell me. Secretly. They come and sit down gentle. Just because of what they will chop. That's why your wives and your children die. That's why certain things are happening to you. Because of this verse, Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. Satan opened their eyes to evil. He opened their eyes to a different, a counterfeit world. That was what happened.
When in your AC, yeah.
We want to pray.
There
is a counterfeit world. Satan is a counterfeit god.
Now, Satan, you're papa.
When you get attached to him,
so what
you make your wealth through him. You are being led to eternal damnation.
Yes, sir. You do when you call.
We need the Holy Spirit to help us. We need to submit to the Holy Spirit. How do you live with your wife? And then you are going after another woman. And meanwhile, maybe you are even a leader in the church. You know, you are already in hell. That thing that makes you not to feel. That thing that doesn't check you again. I've been telling my wife.
I say Gladys.
Let me tell you.
Mami,
the day I do something. You will know.
Obehu.
Oh, you will know.
Oba obehu.
If immediately I finish, I will call you.
I see me near you, pet. Let me say, Oba, why?
I say, please, something has happened.
BBSC.
I can't hold it.
You see, because
of how I have given myself to the Holy Spirit.
And I'm saying, I didn't know how my uncle tea.
Look, even we have argument inside me. I know that what I've said is wrong.
Look,
you come to that point.
You
haven't started your Christian life.
You
can slap your wife.
And you
are fine.
Hey!
You come to church and lift your hands. Hallelujah. You are dead. You are dead. And pastors who do these things and come and they say they are operating what you call charismatic hypnotism.
Now,
It's not the anointing. There are some things I can do right now. You all fall down. The anointing is not in it. I can do something right now. Everybody here will start crying. It's not anointing. But I've covenanted with God. I won't do those things.
No, I say, apam. So, oh yes, I didn't be that.
I won't do those things.
Oh yes, I didn't be that.
Let the Holy Spirit Himself work.
Ma onkroko nanga sa enye ne juma.
Do you know why people are falling down and then they are the same?
Unyente ni patiti to form no that's
it. It's not the anointing.
Enye ngosra.
Anointing brings conviction.
Na ngosra no.
Anointing brings change. Anointing brings transformation.
Emansisa eba.
Real anointing. When somebody falls down, he or she rises up.
No, sorry,
He knows that something has really happened to him. Look at the lady. The lady whose testimony I gave. You
can dance.
Who is she? You. Is that not you? Rise up. Sometimes when we are reading testimonies, people think that we are lying. Rise up. That's the lady.
You see,
today she's wearing white.
And now I said
she came and tap.
The altar.
And something like electricity came out.
That's
the lady who's testimony. Clap for her and see that. Sometimes when we are giving testimony, you think we are just imagining things. That's the
lady.
And the one who had a dream. Get up.
That's
the woman. That's the woman who had
the
That's the woman. When we are reading testimony, you think we are just. May you leave this place with your testimony.
Amen.
I say, may the Holy Spirit meet you right now.
Amen.
May your life be turned around.
Amen.
It is time to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
It is unholy people walk in the Spirit.
Desire
first. And when the Holy Spirit comes, He will help you to live a holy life. You cannot live a holy life by yourself. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. And you must first desire.
Look,
when we stand here and we are preaching, pastor, we are saying this thing. Don't think that we are angels. We also face the temptation you are facing. But God helps us to overcome. And the way we have overcome, that's why we can stand here and challenge you. That you can also overcome. Because that life you are living, that is your limitation. It's like a weight around you. That's why you can't rise. That's why the delivery angel cannot pass through.
Because
your atmosphere is dark.
Because
of the lifestyle you live. Rise up right now. Say, Holy Spirit, I am willing. I am ready. Holy Spirit, I am willing. I am ready. Holy Spirit, I am willing. I am ready. Take charge of me. Take charge of me. Have mercy. Take charge. Declare right now. Declare.
Yes, O Lord. Take charge of me. I am willing. I am ready. Take charge. Holy Ghost. Rakata.
Holy Spirit.
Isprokoto.
I am willing.
Yepapaya Prada. Rakabalekete.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
I mean, can't throw.
Look, the trumpet will blow very soon.
Enter to
the
trumpet.
You are
ready to move.
Jesus is coming.
Yes, Uba.
This world.
Say we are seeing.
The end is here.
We are here.
But let me tell you.
That's what I mean, can't throw.
That thing.
Sadie,
you have a wife. And you have a secret girlfriend.
Now
you have a husband. You have a secret boyfriend. And yet, you can come and stand before God and lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Or you can stand anywhere and lift up your hands. Free. Nothing is happening to you.
Bibia,
do you know what it means? You are already a candidate of hell.
Yes, sir.
I am not. It is true. That is what will make you not to hear the trumpet.
It means
the ignition in you.
Is
dead. That thing which will help you to hear the trumpet is dead. But let me tell you, when your heart is still dead, a little thing, your heart is
prick,
you are alive.
What do I say?
I'm telling you.
Okay, chiro.
It means you are alive.
You
are alive. Immediately you do, oh God, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Lord, I'm sorry.
This word
I spoke.
Oh, wait,
Lord, I have done this.
Oh, Lord,
yes.
And
you are still alive.
What I saw on Kwamu.
You are still alive.
What I saw on Kwamu.
You are still alive.
What I saw on Kwamu.
But where? You can lie.
You
can do anything.
And
nothing changes.
You are not count.
It's normal.
Yes, sir.
You have already registered your name for hell.
They say, what you do, hell, as someone do.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me.
Quicken me. Quicken, quicken. Quicken, quicken. Holy Spirit, quicken me. Quicken my spirit. Bring my spirit back to life. Bring my spirit back to life. Bring my spirit back to life. Bring my spirit back to life.
Holy Spirit, quicken me. 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 Bring my spirit to life. Bring my spirit back to life. Bring my spirit back to life.
Ya prospera baba
Listen to me. In this world, it's not a perfect world. What, look, sometimes you find yourself falling into some sin. Don't condemn yourself. Don't let the devil condemn you. Immediately you realize it. Or the Holy Spirit checks you. Get on your knees. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm telling you. Me.
I saw an awesome fool.
From 1979, I've never slept with any woman.
If he, if he, when I got born again, any song,
I've never fornicated with any woman.
I know, baby, I'm well, your mind da. I know, baby, I'm dying so da.
I've never done any of those things.
Oh yes, I
I've never smoked. I've never drunk.
I know, cigarette da. I know, and sand so da.
But there are some things that are still a problem to me.
Nanso, baby, so why? And that's why, or how more suffer.
Anger is still a problem.
Ebufu.
Some things are still a problem.
Maybe that's why you have.
They are also sins.
And you see,
they are also sins.
And also,
so I also ask for mercy. Look, there are some things you will do and God will overlook. Because of your level.
And I will purpose.
But if I do them. You don't know. You don't know. Look, we are in this world. Let us make conscious effort. I'm telling you. Sometimes you find yourself in some things. Get out of it. Say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, look, some of the things God showed me about some of you. You know, I can't tell you because the moment you know I know, you may not even come to church. It will break you to the point that even you will not like to see me. That's why
I know.
God shows me. He shows me some of the things some of you do. But I just pray for you. I just pray for you. I don't hate you. I just pray for you.
God,
please have mercy. God, please help. God, please this. God, me too. Something I'm asking God to have this. Even though I'm not fornicating, I am not drinking, I am not smoking, there are many things, they are nothing to me. I've overcome them. But
it
doesn't mean that I should live anyhow. But still with my level, there are some things that God still needs to do in me. We are all a work in progress. But we must come to a place where we are willing. Say, Lord, I am willing. Say, Lord, I am willing. Say, Lord, help me, Lord. I am willing. I am willing. Deliver me from this weakness. I am willing. I am willing. Lord, I am willing.
Lord, I am willing.
While the leaders come around the communion table,
Lord, I am willing. Lord, I am willing. Yes, Lord, I am willing. Lord, I am willing. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord.
I am willing.
Father, I am willing. Lord, I am willing. Lord, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, deliver me. I am willing, O Lord. I am willing, O Lord. I am willing, O Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Father, deliver me. Lord, I am willing. I am willing. I am willing.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I am willing.
Yes, so Lord. Yes, so Lord.
I am willing.
I am willing. I am willing. I am willing. I am willing.
Lord, I am willing. Lord,
I am willing.
Lord, I am willing.
I am willing. Lord, I am willing.
Father,
I am willing. Lord,
deliver.
I am willing. Lord,
deliver.
Lord, I am willing. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord.
Yes, so God.
Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord.
Deliver
me,
Lord.
I am
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For you to experience all of God,
you
must give him all of yourself. All of yourself. All of yourself. Let me tell you. Miracles are the easiest thing you can get. But you need to create the atmosphere of miracles. How do you create? Live a life that pleases God. And one of them is that, Lord, I've fallen into this. Have mercy on me. Deliver me. Help
me.
That is it. That is it. Lord,
Eradi,
I am too envious.
They said many briade dodo.
The spirit of envy and jealousy is killing me.
Please
deliver me, Lord.
Come in, Jimmy Eradi.
You don't know how heaven will celebrate.
When you send us to Rubedia Ruziafa,
you don't know how heaven will celebrate.
When you send us to Rubedia Ruziafa,
I'm telling you.
I'll catch you.
Look, have a pure, a free heart.
Nya akoma emuda hofefefe.
Before God.
Oh, yeah, me and him.
The things I've told God before.
I say, some of what I change your me pay. Yes, I'm good to her.
I say, God, you are wicked.
I say, Yami, Utimwe day.
Why do you say I'm wicked?
I know because
I said, look at where you brought
me. Okay, maybe I
didn't say anything.
One cafe.
Then I apologize. I say, I'm sorry, Lord.
I know. I say, Yami, myself, I tell me why. Man, can you?
Some of you are carrying things in your heart.
That
is why the testimony is not coming. Free your heart. Tell God the way you feel in your heart. How it is. And ask him to help you. I'm telling you. Because he knows. He knows. Look. Let me tell you. If your life is not pleasing to God, do you know what you become? You become a try and error to prophets. This one will tell you it's your mother. Another one will tell you it's your father. Another one will tell you sow this seed. Another one will tell you so so and so seed.
And
everything they will be telling you is zero. But when you please God, because you know, when you are living a life that is not pleasing to God, do you know what you are doing? The greatest punishment God can give to his child is to withhold the solution and to the answers of to your problem from everybody, including prophets. He withhold it. He will withhold it. But people will be telling you things. But everything they are telling you, it will not happen. You are standing. How many things have people not tell you? How many of them are happening? And now they use the weapon of hope. Keep on hoping. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. It will happen. Keep on believing. You don't know. Check yourself. Turn to the person by you say, let's check ourselves. 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 Tell the person by you, God is not far away. But let's check ourselves. Let's check ourselves. Let's ask God to help us. And very soon, your testimony will come in chains. This communion is for fruitfulness. It's for productivity. It's for result. Set your hand to this communion. Say, Lord, you have declared that this month is a month, acceptable month, for my fruitfulness, for my productivity, for my results, for greater works. Therefore, through this communion, I eat and drink for my fruitfulness. I eat and drink for my productivity. I eat and drink for my results. I eat and drink for greater works. I eat and drink. I eat and drink. I eat and drink. I eat and drink.
I eat and drink.
Begin to serve now.
There is power in the blood. I know. There is power in the blood. I know. There is power.
Oh,
Has everybody been served? Please, we are in the days that everybody must make an effort to know God for yourself.
Please,
know God for yourself. And don't let anyone's attitude cause your relationship with God. Because no one died for you. Only Jesus died for you. Because of this person that said this, I won't go to church again. Did the person die for you? Look. Our ways are different too. I was telling you, when were we discussing this? Look, not everybody is going to heaven. Look, our ways are different. Some people, their ancestors have already paid the price for them. So even when they are fooling, things are working. You, who has paid the price? Apart from the one Jesus paid. So connect to that one. Who is man that you are hurt? You are mindful of him. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Because an usher look at me like this, so you don't mean business.
That's a wedding here.
Because your husband.
If he say ukunu,
do you know that the day the trumpet will blow, you and your husband will not go together? You will not see anybody going with you. There is a cloud that surrounds everybody. So you will not see the other person. So why my husband? Why my wife? Why the pastor? Except when the pastor is not living right. When the pastor is not serving a good example. When the pastor is not preaching the right gospel. That will build you up. And prepare you for heaven. Leave that church.
And if he says sorry no more.
Leave that church.
And if he says sorry no more.
Because of financial problems.
And now it's
I don't have a dress to wear. I am out now on retirement. I don't have anything. You don't know that it is your closeness to God that will cause God to have mercy on you. You don't know that it is your closeness to God that will cause God to touch somebody. Help this person. Help this person. What are you doing for God? How are you living with God? What is it that will touch God? To touch somebody. To do something for you. You think when somebody gives you a check, you think it's a person? You don't know human heart.
It is
God who touches people to do things. And what is you that will touch God to touch somebody?
Look,
everything we are looking for is not in heaven.
It's
here on earth. There are no dollars in heaven. There are no pound sterling in heaven. There are no euros in heaven. The husband you are looking for is not in heaven. The wife you are looking for is not in heaven. Everything is here on earth. But it takes God's grace, God's favor, God's mercy, God's anointing to lead you. To bring it closer to you.
It
will happen the way you are pleasing God. Even in old age, give me Psalm 92 from verse 12. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 14. Psalm 92. Let the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Underline that word righteous. flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Continue.
So as so,
those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the course of our God.
14.
They shall still bear fruit in all age. They shall be fresh and flourish. If there is another verse, to declare that the Lord is upright. He's my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. What is your age? That you are worried.
Maybe how?
That my age is going. My years are going. Be righteous before God. The Bible says you will still flourish. At what age did God call Abraham? 75. He didn't call a 25-year-old man. He didn't call a 30-year-old man. He called a 75-year-old
and
65-year-old woman to make a name for himself. You don't know this God. Shall we rise up?
Sorry.
Lift up your communion. Say, Lord, I thank you. This is the evidence. This is the evidence. This is the ultimate sacrifice that you made for me on the cross of Christ, on the cross of Calvary. Oh, Lord, this is a love that you demonstrated towards me. I thank you. I receive this with all my heart. I say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help
me
to live a life that is pleasing unto you. Now I declare to all the powers, to the heavens and the earth, that this is the ultimate sacrifice. This is the evidence. This is the price that Jesus Christ has paid on the cross for me. For me to live a victorious life. A victorious life, a prosperous life, a fruitful life, a sinless life, a healthy life, a progressive life, a fruitful life, a productive life, a life of resolve, a life of greater works. Say, I declare.
I declare
to all the elements of creation.
To all the elements of creation.
Align yourself.
Align yourself.
And manifest.
And manifest.
Fruitfulness in my life.
Fruitfulness in my life.
Productivity.
Productivity.
Greater works.
Greater works.
Results.
Results.
Any area of my life.
Any area of my life.
That is not producing.
That is not producing.
By the power.
By the power.
Of this communion.
Of this communion.
Begin to produce.
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 Become fruitful.
Become fruitful.
Become productive.
Become productive.
Say by faith.
By faith.
I receive.
I receive.
The broken body.
The broken body.
I eat.
I eat.
For my fruitfulness.
For my fruitfulness.
For my productivity.
For my productivity.
I eat.
I eat.
For resolve.
For resolve.
I eat.
I eat.
To do greater works.
To do greater works.
I eat.
I eat.
To advance.
To advance.
To change my level.
To change my level.
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat together? Say, by faith, I receive the blood. Say, this blood is the payment that Jesus made to the Father for my sake. Say, Jesus Christ has paid with his blood for me to enjoy every blessing, for me to enjoy fruitfulness, productivity, resolve, greater works, healing, deliverance. Say, this is the blood. This is the blood. Say, you devil and your agents, this is the blood. Say, witches and wizards, this is the blood. Occult powers and agents, this is the blood. This is the blood. It's the living blood. It's the speaking blood. It's the conquering blood. It's the defeating blood. It's the clearing blood. It's the cleansing blood. Is a qualifying blood. Say, this is the blood. Say, devil, you have nothing against me. Stay away from my path. Stay away from my life. Any area of my life that you are fighting, let that fight cease. Let that fight cease. Let that fight cease. Let that fight cease. Any sickness you have put in my body by the drinking of this blood, let that sickness die. Let that sickness disappear. Let that sickness die. Let that sickness disappear. Let that sickness die. Let that sickness disappear. Say, any bedding you have placed on me, let that bedding be lifted now. 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 As I drink the blood, I receive strength. Spiritual strength. Emotional strength. Mental strength. Physical strength. To become whatever I want to become. To be whatever I want to be. Say, through this blood, I command, let my marriage work. Let my husband love me. Let my wife submit to me. Let my children obey me. Say, through this blood, I declare, let my business work. Let my career work. Let my investment work. Say, through this plan, I declare fruitfulness, productivity in every aspect of my life. Say, by faith, I receive the blood of Jesus Christ, and I drink in the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit. Say, I drink to live. Because the Bible says,
he said, John, see,
he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, according to John chapter 6, verse 53, who lives, who lives, who lives, who lives, who lives, who lives, who lives. So I drink to live. I drink to live a better life. A better life. A better life. A fruitful life. A productive life. A life of results. A life of greater works. A healthy life.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink right now? You know what to do. Begin to declare, I have been commanded to be fruitful. Say, I am fruitful. Wherever I am, I am fruitful. In this nation, I am fruitful. In this city, in this village, those online, wherever you are, declare, I am fruitful. Wherever I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am productive. Whatever I am doing is bearing fruit, is producing results. I am spiritually fruitful. I am mentally fruitful. I am emotionally fruitful. I am physically fruitful. I am psychologically fruitful. I am academically fruitful. I am financially fruitful. I am economically fruitful. I am socially fruitful. I am maritally fruitful. I am relationally fruitful. Declare, I am fruitful.
Oh, Jesus.
Shikele Moshasa. Kapali Katua. Ipreteke Bara. I am walking in fruitfulness. I am walking in productivity. Shali Kratakaba. Hey, it is happening. It is happening. Ratako Shaka. Ipreteke Bara Kata. God said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Jesus Christ said, go and bear fruit. And let your fruit last. I said, declare to yourself right now. Those words must come alive in your life. God told Noah and the family, after they have survived the flood in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, be fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply. I said, declare your fruitfulness. Declare that I am fruitful. Hey, everything I touch must be fruitful. Wherever I am, I must be fruitful there. In the village, in the city, in the town, I am fruitful. Even when I'm standing on the rock, like Israel, a rocky city, a rocky nation, is still fruitful. Something is happening right now. Declare your fruitfulness. Don't just sit down. Declare, I am fruitful. You can connect to the altar. Take something and connect to the altar. Or if you don't have anything, just come and touch the altar. I am telling you, this is the time that people must know the God you serve. When the market is not working, but yours is working. Yours is working. It's because the word of God is supporting you. And you are standing on that way. That is how God is manifesting himself. I am telling you. Shata kabara. Ipre te kabara. Atakaya. Sabrakata. The Bible says you are fruitful. God says you are fruitful. Your business must be fruitful. He didn't say when the economy is bad. He didn't say when so and so. His word is more powerful. It's greater than any system. It's greater than any government. It's greater than any politician. It's greater than any political system. Declare the word right now. Declare the word. Declare the word to your life. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I believe. I believe the word. 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 In my heart and with my mouth, I confess it. I confess it for my salvation. I confess it for my deliverance. I confess it for my delivery. I confess it for my fruitfulness. I confess it for my productivity. I confess it for my results. I confess it for my greater work. Shatatatatatata. Look, whatever doctors have said about that condition, let the word of God neutralize it. Let the word of God overrule the doctor's report. Overrule the doctor's report. Overrule the doctor's report. Overrule, 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 overrule. Shata kabale karanda. Iprekete kemaranda kaba. Iprekete kemaranda. Iprekete kemaranda. Aisha kala basha. Iprekete kemaranda. Kabale katua lata. marketers, I feel the anointing here. I tell you, the angel of fruitfulness is in the house. The angel of fruitfulness is in the house. The angel of fruitfulness is in the house. The angel of productivity, Shakali Karaka, how would they know that you are serving the living God? I said, how would they know?
Jesus.
Libro koto reke bahata rakabane libro kayate mashakata reke telebo
limo sidiata
oh Jesus
kalabo sidiate
Jesus
look
libro koto
something happened yesterday
BBC Nra
there was something I am getting for somebody
na okwakwa hwobi.
The person is online, so I can't say it.
Because
I have not told the person. And I heard a bad report. The thing crashed me. I said, how can this happen? I went to lie on the bed. I just realized that something was happening to my body. She liked staying in the hall a lot. She liked staying out a lot. On the hall. That's why she does her reading. We are different. So I say, where is Gladys? I want to share. Immediately, she came in. Then I told her. I said, look at what I just heard. She said, no. That cannot be.
Wait, me,
why
yes,
do you accept that? Immediately she spoke those words.
In
some fire entered into me.
Ah,
I said, you are right.
I
will not accept it. I am not accepting it. I am not accepting
it.
I called the person. I said, I am not accepting that report. He said, you are right. I have changed everything. 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 Listen to me. Don't accept any bad report. I said, don't accept any bad report. Don't accept any bad report. Reject every bad report. The Bible says, the blessings of the Lord make us rich. He has no sorrow. 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 I reject every negative report from any anger. I say no. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Kalama Sunday.
Libro
kaya. Go and bear fruit. I said, go and give a testimony you have never given before. Those who are saying, where is their God? They are always going to church. They are always praying. They are always disturbing us. They said they are Christians. I declare, for today, let the God you serve answer them. Answer them. Answer them. Answer them. Answer them. Answer them. Answer them, answer them, answer them. Receive that anointing now. Where is their God? Where is their God? I say, where is their God? 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 Let their God answer.
Jesus.
Let our God answer.
Jesus.
Let our God answer.
Jesus.
Let our God answer. Let our God answer. Let your God answer. In your family. At your workplace. In your neighborhood. Even in the church. Those who are eyeing you, those who are gossiping about your case, let your God answer them. Let your God answer them. I said, let your God answer them. 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 Let your God answer them.
Ikalaba, vandelebo sidiata. Jesus.
Let your God answer you.
Yes.
Let your God answer.
Jesus.
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 Let your God answer.
Yes.
All your tears.
Yes.
All your tears.
Yes.
All your tears.
Yes.
They are tears of fruitfulness.
Yes.
They are tears of fruitfulness.
Yes.
They are tears of productivity.
Yes.
They are tears of resolve. Yes. They are tears unto greater works. Unto greater works. Unto greater works. Unto greater works. Let your God answer them.
Yes, O Lord.
Let your God answer them. Let your God answer them. Let your God answer them. Let God arise.
Amen.
Let his enemies be scattered.
Oh, Jesus.
Let God arise.
Oh,
let his enemies be scattered.
Jesus.
Our Father in heaven. Arise.
Yes,
arise.
Yes,
arise.
Yes,
arise,
arise,
arise, arise,
arise,
arise,
arise,
arise, arise,
arise, arise,
arise, arise,
arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise,
arise, arise, arise, arise, arise,
arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise, arise,
Proteke mashanda.
Likelebo masakata.
Kire mashanda.
Rakabalebo.
Iproto rataka mashanda.
Likelebo sianda.
How can they know the difference?
Ah, besinemo husu.
How would they know the difference?
Besinemo husu.
How would they know the difference?
Besinemo husu.
Lord, how would they know the difference? How would they know the difference? How would they know the difference? Let there be a difference. Let there be a difference. Let there be a difference. Let them know. That we are serving a living God. That we are serving a living God. That we are serving a living God. That we are serving. The Lord said, I should declare. Any blessing of yours that is in negative hands.
I want
any blessing that should belong to you. But they are in somebody's hands. But they are in the wrong hands. By occultic power. I command a swap. I command a transfer. A transfer, a transfer. A transfer, a transfer. A transfer, a transfer. Yes, yes, yes. You see, it is happening. Ushers, be alert. Be alert, yes, at the back there, yes, all over, yes, yes, there is a transfer. Take it now, take it now. Shaya ya 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 ya. Parata kusha. In the blessing of yours in wrong hands.
Jesus.
Yes. 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 I command a transfer. I command a swap. A swap. A swap. A swap. A swap. Take it now. Shalikrataya. I pray take a baratoshka. Shaya. 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 In the position. In the promotion that belongs to you, but it's in a different hand. I command a swap. I command a transfer. I command a swap. I command a transfer. I command a swap. I command a transfer. Anyone that is standing on the rocky ground, on the rocky ground, let that rock produce fruitfulness. Like the rock produce water. Let that rock produce, produce. Produce,
Jesus.
Produce, 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 produce.
Libro kata, rakabande, mashakata.
Jesus.
Libo kata.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Let me tell you,
mami control.
Clark, do you have some money with you? Let me sow into the altar. This one. I think I have something here.
Jesus.
It says,
I see.
It says, this week,
now, okay.
You are going to receive
oh, baby, yeah.
Your long awaited good news.
Hallelujah.
Father, I tap into this law. I want that news to come. I want that news to come. I want that good news to come. Lord, let that news come. Let that news come. Let that news come. Let that news come. You're long awaited. Father, let that news come. You're long awaited. Let your word never be intercepted by any power.
Andiriata Reketelebos Yanda Makatalaba Sandi Libro Kotorianda
Librando Secete
Libro Kotor
come.
Yeah, Baba
Kafi Kafi
Rakabalebo.
In Jesus' name, there is a fixed back. Yes, there is a fix. A fix. A fix. A fix. A fix. A fix. Take it now. Yes. 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 Yes, her life is being fixed. Yes, there is a fix. Yes, an angel is fixing her. Yes, yes, there is a fix. A fix, a fix. Yes, a fix, a fix. Yes, fix her, fix her. Yes, those of you are here. Yes, yes, there is a fix. There is a fix. Receive it now. Yes, take it.
Jesus.
Take it. Take it. Take it. Shaya, ya, 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 ya. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. Yes. There is a fix. There is a fix. Yes. 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 There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fish. There is a fish. Shaya ya 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 ya. Kapande. Parakata. Libre terebo shata. There is a fish. There is a fish. It is your turn. It is your turn. Shaya ya ya. There is a fish. There is a fish. There is a fish. There is a fish. There is a fish.
Libro Cotter,
that's what I'm here. I don't know what that means. Fix them, 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 fix 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 fix
fix fix.
There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. There is a fix. Hayata. He break it to come. Madam, come, madam, come. Let break it to come. Let break it to come. Let break it. 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 Let He look at it. He look at it. Yes. Fire. Fix it. 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 Shayakata. I break it. Take it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give a clap of hands to the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.